High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The question, of course, around the leaks, the Shin Bet leaks. It's just the most awful stories, but ones that we have to talk about. And we do need to also understand the legal implications of what this means. What does it mean legally if somebody is to leak classified intel to the media? Well, Mark Zell is an American-Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of Republicans Overseas Israel, vice president of Republicans Overseas. Mark, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Howard.
A great, great pleasure. So, of course, this story, another Shin Bet story. As I said to one of our other guests earlier this morning, I feel like to some extent we are being played and we're just being, we're seeing information that everybody wants us to see on both sides. So I am very, very skeptical about it, but it doesn't mean we can ignore these stories at all because they're important ones. A Shin Bet official has been detained for classified intel leak. What does this mean legally? What can happen to the person they're calling Aleph?
Well, look, what's happening here is really, I agree with you, very distressing. This is a longstanding employee of the Shin Bet, the Israel Security Agency, and with a stellar record, became aware of what he considered to be serious corruption, malfeasance by the director of the Shin Bet, Ronen Bar, and others trying to mask their involvement or their responsibility for the October 7th events. And he provided information both to Diaspora Affairs Minister Shikli and to Amit Segal, a very prominent journalist with Channel 12 in Israel, alerting them to the misdeeds of his superiors. He felt he had a public duty to make this disclosure as a whistleblower. He did so, and the response of the deep state establishment, both by the Shin Bet itself and by the Attorney General who was supporting them, was to arrest him. There are very troubling reports that he has not only been arrested and denied access to his attorneys, which is a serious violation of his civil rights, but may have also been subjected to torture while in custody of the Shin Bet. So this is highly troubling. Yesterday, in addition to all of this, Minister Shikli, who has now himself been summoned, I understand, to be investigated by the authorities, wrote a letter to the state controller, Engelmann, asking that Aleph, the Shin Bet employee, be declared a whistleblower and be protected by the state and not subjected to these abuses. That's where we are.
Right, right. In terms of Israeli law, what is the maximum punishment that somebody like this can receive?
Well, under Section 113 of the criminal law, as consolidated 2014, the punishment is 7 years. For unauthorized disclosure of classified information, and if it was done intentionally, then just a second. Then it can be increased to 15 years in jail.
What does it mean intentionally? Is one negligence versus intention, or is it intention in terms of intention to do harm versus just to release information?
That's right. With the intention of harming the interests of the state. So that's the touchstone.
Right.
Right.
Right. In other words, if he was helping the Iranians, it's very different to saying, well, the Israeli media needs to have this information.
That's right. But you have to understand that the Israeli law has been framed in such a way as to protect against the unauthorized disclosure of this information. There's very little protection for persons who are claiming to protect the public interest. And this is an area that's in Israel that's really unexplored. Up till now, all the cases that have dealt with this issue have come down very hard on the disclosing party and have not recognized any kind of special privilege, either with respect to the public interest or even the right of a government minister who is not in the chain of command to receive this information. And so if you look at strictly from the statutory perspective, this Aleph is not in a good situation. Now, the public outcry about his treatment has been and will continue to be very loud and may lead to a reconsideration of the kinds of balances, checks and balances that need to be brought into play in dealing with these cases. You see that the letter that I mentioned that Minister Shikli sent to the Controller General yesterday refers to a whistleblower status. Israel doesn't have any real protection for whistleblowers, unlike, let's say, for example, the United States, where I'm also admitted to practice law. There, the law, their whistleblowers are protected by statute. That's not the case in Israel. And I think that's something that the Israeli government and the society needs to deal with, because a situation like this, where the disclosing party, the employee, is really trying to protect the public interest, which is, I should also point out that while the Shin Bet reports directly to the Prime Minister, it has a degree of independence in that it is charged with protecting the public interest against threats of terror and other challenges to the national security interest. One arguably, and so Minister Shikli refers to this in his letter, can argue that the Shin Bet has a independent obligation to protect whistleblowers like this, where they are disclosing misconduct, serious misconduct on the part of the agency itself. So it's an open question in Israel. Mm. The cards are stacked against against Aleph, but maybe the public controversy surrounding this event will lead to a change in the way both the Knesset, the legislature, and the courts will deal with the problem of whistleblowers, even in the classified information area.
Fascinating area, and as you said, unexplored, which means that it becomes an area of real interest. Mark, thank you for that, and wishing you a great day. Mark Zeld is an American-Israeli lawyer. He is chairman of the Republicans Overseas Israel and a vice president of Republicans Overseas. It's 8:44.